The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. But we're down at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue because we're down here to collect for RABA and for our veterans. Really, it's for our veterans through RABA for bus passes. In fact, over 10,000 veterans in the Reading area have served with pride in the Reading area. Just 10,000. Imagine that. That's a big number. Many of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic, and some of them can't drive. So they have to use the bus. And this is a way to help our veterans, help those veterans that can't drive for a variety of reasons, age, maybe vision, maybe physical impairments. And so it's not always just age. So we're down here today at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and we're collecting cash or donations for checks, cash, your penny jars full of money, any of those things to help buy bus passes. And I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. And Trish, what's the weather look like?
Well, good morning. It's beautiful. It's about 44 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 80 and a low of 45. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 82 and a low of 45. And on Saturday, a high of 84 and a low of 49. We're going to stay in the 80s through Sunday, 84 and a low of 53. On Monday, we're looking for a high of 82 and a low of 52. And it's getting cloudy, partly cloudy into that next week. So we might even have a chance of some showers as we get towards the end of next week, which we could sure use some rain, although we're not knocking this nice fall weather that we're having as we're going through this. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Propane, our customers are warm friends.
Probate.
They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, I've seen Chuck Kinney like twice in like 3 days. We'll go for literally a few months without seeing each other. Then all of a sudden I'll see him at two or three different places that I don't expect to see him in.
Yeah.
And the Kinneys, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane.
Great business down in Anderson.
Done so much for our veterans, too.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Have. Yes, they have.
Well, hey, look, we're down here and we're collecting donations to help put, to get bus passes to our veterans. And I'm here with Celestina Traver. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is a veterans, Shasta County Veterans Service officer. She's in charge of all these, plus, of course, she is an Army veteran, and I don't hold that against her at all.
Good morning,
mainly
everybody.
Mainly because she's got my records there someplace.
That's right.
That's right. She can reach right in there, okay? And she, you know what she could probably do is say, oh, deceased. That's it. And then a year later, when I get everything unmessed. No, I'm just kidding. Celestina, you are a gem. And I can, you know what, I'm just going to keep saying this because your attention to detail, your expansion of the office, your continued care for our veterans is just, we've been blessed with good veteran service officers. And you
and I just want to comment that I hear that all the time.
Yeah, you continue that.
I've talked to you, you've made such a great difference in that office and really brought it to a people kind of perspective where people really are feeling served.
We went through two. And then we went through two that just, I don't even know how they got hired. They're that bad. And then Tommy Key came on, but Tommy had a girlfriend. And he may be listening right now. I don't know. But Tommy's back in North Carolina. North Kakalaki back there. And then Celestina came in. So tell people what this is about.
Oh, this is an amazing event. I would like to invite everybody to come by before you go to work. We have a drive-through. We have people taking money, your donations, check, cash, pennies. Don't care. Just come on by. All the money proceeds go to bus passes so that we can give out free bus passes to our veterans throughout the year. And then we also share them with our stakeholders. for HUD-VASH, Department of Veterans Affairs, to get them housing. So they use them for various reasons, to go look for a home, to go to their social worker, to go to mental health, to the clinic. They also love going to our Sundial Bridge in Turtle Bay. It gives them a little bit of expansion on their lifestyle.
Well, the whole thing about it is the for every dollar collected, Robba will match half of that. So if we
yes.
raise $10,000, Robba will match $5,000 of that.
So yes.
Now, how many bus passes did we give out last year?
My goodness, 700 at least.
700
absolutely.
Bus passes. Now, bus passes are, you know, they're punch cards. So each time you ride the bus.
$10 punch card.
A $10 punch mm-hmm. card. So what? How do they do that then? Because the bus rides are like a buck and a quarter, aren't they?
Yeah, they use them, and we give them out once a month.
Yeah.
If there's a more of a need, like if they have a C&P exam or something they have to go to, then we give them another one.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on their need. But we usually give one out a month to them, and they love it.
Okay. And is this for a veteran and his spouse?
It's for veterans.
Okay.
Military veterans, yeah.
Just for the veterans
just
themselves.
Just for the veterans
okay.
themselves.
So, again, people, when you think about it, how many people ride Robba? But this isn't just for the big buses. This is for the small buses, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they can use it for the door-to-door pickup as well.
Absolutely, which is amazing. I love it that Robba actually offers that to our veterans and our community.
I didn't realize that until, I don't know, I guess several weeks ago when I was talking to somebody from Robba that they'll come right to your door and pick you up.
Well, and there's
counts,
also,
and that's one of those. That's just a dollar and a quarter too.
Yes,
yes, it is. It is door to door service.
Absolutely.
So it's great. And there's also another service out there that we've got to find out more about, because there's just a new service for those door to door rides that's just being offered.
Yes,
in the
and Melissa can tell you all about it because she's amazing and she's here. And I just want to do a shout out to Cornerstone Community Bank and Robba for partnering with our office, because without them, we couldn't make this possible. And this is a huge need for our office and our veterans in our community.
Oh, I think so. Well, we'll be talking to veterans today among the other things that we're going to touch on. But we'll get the head of Robba in here, and probably some Patriot Guard riders, and
Fred with his car.
Fred
amazing
with his
car. You have to come down just to see Fred's car.
Well, and we want to invite everybody
to
come right. We're sitting right in front of the bank, and we want you to come through the drive-through spot and drop off your money on your way to work.
Yeah. In fact, we've got other radio stations here. So do we need a big, like a donation jar right here, or a big donation thing that people can, you know, like Mimi Mosley is
like going to come
Mosley's up right,
come right
now.
Up. Yeah.
Mimi Mosley from Mosley Sellers is coming up and donating.
Thank
yes,
you, Mimi.
Yes, Mimi Mosley.
Thank
yay.
You.
So that's our first donation.
There you go. And
we need a jar.
We need to get a
need
jar.
To get out. We need to get and so then Trish can run out and get money.
Maybe
we should just
I'm
have Trish stand out in the street.
Well, not so far.
On Hartnell.
It's pretty busy. Street
well,
out
you know
there.
What? You only have to hold traffic up for a while, and everybody will give you money. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
That might be an idea.
Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. They catch us even out on remotes.
Well, there you go. And when you're out like this and really get in the cool air, vigorous thing, you're going to really need a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you know what? When you everybody knows how important sleep is. But when you think about it, it's from, during this month, and Sleep Number is saluting our veterans, that, it's not just you here in town, but just think about your everyday heroes or your military heroes. They also need the gift of sleep. But sleep impacts on your creativity, your mood, your patience. I can tell you it works on patience. Your willpower, your physical and mental health, that's what, sleep is proven to, it could probably solves a lot of problems people have if they got a good night's sleep.
That's right.
And now Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust each side to your ideal firmness. That's why my Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45.
And my Sleep Number is 55.
Yep. So, see, life is compromises, but you don't have to compromise on
a good night's rest.
Of your mattress and a good night's rest. And with the Sleep Number 360 smart beds, it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to you. And now you can get the Sleep Number 360 smart bed during the Veterans Day sale. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. Now only $1,799 plus exclusive savings for military and veterans. So when we put out this, so Celestine, when we're putting out, you know, where people can go on Veterans Day to get, discounts on meals or free meals for veterans, they can also go down to Sleep Number and save a lot of money.
We'll add that to our list. That's a great idea.
Okay, but you're only going to find it down at the Target Shopping Center, one of the 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. And go on in, tell them that Carl, Linda, Trish, and Celestina sent you. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio. It is about, 47 degrees or something?
About 46.
46 degrees, if you can.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Park Mill Avenue. We are here, and we are collecting donations for veterans so they can ride the bus with Robba. Of course, Trix Clark and I are here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, this is an organization that really is on the veteran side, too, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're making arrangements so that they can see the Veterans Clinic patients right here in town. So they don't have to travel. They don't have to travel to go down to San Francisco or Davis or any of those places. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Yeah, we got another. Yeah, Semper Fi. People coming by and feeling. Hey, we have a basket right here in front, and if you'd like to come down and help us fill this basket, people are driving by, dropping off checks. Randall Hemplin. Want to really give a shout out to him because he dropped a check off and it will help us. Oh, here goes the president of Cornerstone Bank is walking by us.
Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff. Later on, come on out. Okay, please. Okay. Hey, you know who we're here with? We're here with Michelle Estrada. She's, believe it or not, she's the daughter of Eric Estrada. Did you know that from Chips?
Oh, are you kidding?
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
You never know.
But she's, you know what? She's movie star beautiful. Right.
Absolutely, I'm buying it. I mean, yeah. Looks real to me.
Okay, Michelle, you are in charge of all the operations at Robba, right?
Yeah.
At such a young age.
Yeah, I'm a transportation planner. So transportation is really my passion. I got my master's degree in it. It's really amazing how something as simple as a road or a vehicle can really enhance people's opportunities in life. Just provide that social activity as well. And so that's why this event is so special to us, because we're in the business of moving people that really need that transportation.
You know, and Michelle, I want to tell you, I was the chairman of the Robba board for almost 15 years when I was on the board of supervisors, and I served on Robba for over 20 years between the city of Anderson and Robba. So I know a lot about what you do, and I just got to say, boy, you're a big step up from the guys I worked with. And Ray Duray, you know I love you, but I'm just saying, they've come a long way in their management.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, Michelle, I have to ask this question. You know, you were on the show the other day.
Yeah.
Is how do you get into transportation? I mean, obviously, you got your master's in it, so, how did you get into that? What led you to be in the transportation field?
So I'm in college. I was a political science major and in international relations. And so it was just looking at different world systems and seeing, again, that road. There's just so much social unrest. And when people have that road of opportunity, then they can better themselves. And so I was like, oh, city planning is a great way to do that. And then of all the fields, transportation is linked to everything. It's linked to effects on the environment, land use. It's the way our cities look and form and function. So,
and it is one of the first things that people talk about when they talk about the quality of life issues, the obstacles that are in their way to accomplish things when they live in small communities. Mm-hmm. Transportation is always one of the biggest needs that there is.
And in Redding, I'm originally from Southern California, a lot more dense, chaotic traffic. In Shasta County, everything is so spread out.
Absolutely.
So it is harder for people that live in the outlying areas to access these services.
60 square miles in Redding itself. So,
3,650 square miles in Shasta County. Impossible to get transportation.
Does Robba go out to Anderson and all this?
We do. Yeah. So our service area it mostly centers on the city of Redding, but it includes Shasta Lake and Anderson. Actually, Shasta is a joint powers agreement. It's not a city of Redding service. It's a joint powers agreement between those three cities and the county. So our service area encompasses that general area. And within that service area, we provide bus service as well as demand response service. So those are the smaller vans that if you have a physical disability and you're functionally unable to use the bus, then you can qualify to use for service where it picks you up at your door and drops you off at your destination.
And that's the same price as just riding on a regular bus, too, isn't it?
It's a little bit more expensive because it does, again, go straight to your door. But that is only available for those that are eligible. And so these grab a punch cards that we are receiving funds for today, they are you could use that on both the bus as well as the demand response service.
Okay.
And just by way of history, over the period of time, we have tried everything to extend service out in the other areas. We've had a trial run with Shingletown and Burney and Palisadro and Happy Valley and Cottonwood and all of those areas. And people need to realize when they move into an area like this that it isn't like a metropolitan area, and those services for transportation are not going to be available for you out in those outlying areas. Yeah. It's not feasible to provide them, and we've certainly tried over the years.
Yeah.
Can you just picture, Michelle when she's a little girl, she's like five.
Michelle still looks like a little girl.
But she's like five, and her mom goes, "Where's Michelle?" And they go outside, and there she is. There's Michelle
playing with cars,
looking at the street, counting cars. And she's going, "I think, really, there should be a stop sign down here. And really, that there could be a left turn lane here." And that's what she wrote her little papers on. "What did you do during the summer?" "I counted cars." And she came up with a traffic plan in first grade for the city that she was, that she lived in.
And we all have our unique gifts and talents, and that is mine. I'm a traffic nerd.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate this. This has been going on a long time.
Yeah.
To provide bus passes for our veterans. And a lot of people think, oh, well, elderly veterans, and that's part of it. But a lot of it is veterans that have physical disabilities and they can't drive. And it's all ages. And it's just a lot easier to get around on the buses. And the other thing, too, is it's kind of a catch-22. If you ride the bus a lot, there'll be more routes or more buses on the route.
Yeah.
And if you don't ride it, it doesn't pay to have it out there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
certainly that's how the rides stay around. If they're heavily used and if there's a big demand,
they'll expand.
More people, then they can. Then when we talk, they have a demand or a needs hearing every year, and they look at the difference, the needs that are reasonably met, and so you need to have those numbers. If you want the buses extended in an area, then you need to get out and use the bus. Get out of your car and use the bus once in a while. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Find out what is needed and what can make it better.
That's a great point, because we do get requests for services outside of our service area, and that's exactly the point. It's like, if we provide it, we really need people to show up and to encourage it to use it. Otherwise, we can't sustain it.
It's the airline to Los Angeles.
Yes, it is.
If we don't use it,
we're
going to lose that, because it costs them money to run, to run these flights back and forth here. So we need to use that as much as possible. The other thing is that as the buses move people around, especially with things that are going on downtown, with the we're changing all the parking spaces where they're going to be. I just saw the sign up as I was leaving today that they're getting ready to start bringing down that one end of the parking structure. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't mean there's no spaces; it just means they're further away. But this would be a great opportunity to ride the bus, so you can come downtown, jump off, walk around everything that's going to be going on downtown, it's going on now, then just catch the bus back.
Yeah.
And in fact, next year, Linda's going to be on the bus on this day, and she's going to ride and be delivered here if the bus comes by here. Does the bus come by here?
It does.
Okay.
It will, swing by in front of your office and then probably go to the transit center and then come down this. There's a bus stop right out on the corner.
Yeah, a bus stop right here. So she'll ride the bus here and be talking to us on the way.
Okay. It's been a while, but we used to, as members of the board, we used to take a ride every year and go around
every year.
check out.
I know. Just check out the
paths and the routes. And it was very interesting to talk to the people who ride the bus on a regular basis. And you'd be surprised, some of the people that do ride the bus on the regular basis.
And I think just related to that topic, so two things. We actually did have our board jump on our new vehicle. It's parked out here. It's our first 100% electric zero-emission vehicle. It's a Proterra vehicle. It's not in service yet, but we're expecting it to be on the routes the start of the year. But so we're, it's very new technology. We're kind of, we have no requirement to transition our fleet, but we're just seeing how it runs and, and something we're exploring for our future fleet. So that's our vehicle, and the board members did go on a ride last month. The other issue is related to downtown development. There's a lot of really good potential there. So, again, the parking garage is being demolished, I think, this month.
And it's starting, I think, on – in fact, it starts Monday. Or yeah. At least they're shutting it down Monday. They'll probably start Tuesday.
And so there are two large grant projects that we got – that the city got for that that is will be utilized on that site. And as a portion of that redevelopment, there is low-income housing that is going in there. So when you talk about people that are in need, I always encourage people to live in the core because then you can walk to your services. You can easily jump on the bus to go to your services. So, again, those projects are bringing housing back to the downtown to make it a more robust node.
You know, when we had the unmet needs hearing every year, I was well known for saying that you really cannot expect to move to a new community, move at the end of a 10-mile dirt road up in the middle of Shingletown and expect that the services are going to be available to you.
Yeah.
You need to take that into consideration if you don't have transportation, because if you live in the core, if you live downtown, then you do have that opportunity.
So you believe that everybody should live in that core downtown? Is that what you're saying there?
I'm saying if you can't have, if you don't have a car, you
can't.
You gotta live someplace where you can get around.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you can provide for yourself, you can go out and do.
There you go. But
it's a responsibility.
But there's a sense of responsibility for getting yourself around. And
this
is one of the ways they do it. And again, Michelle Estrada, who is the head of the operations for our RABA here. Is that right? Transportation manager, planner,
overseeing the day-to-day stuff.
So do you take the bus back and forth?
I don't, actually.
But you would.
I would. The one thing that it's when I was in Southern California, I took the bus every day for 9 years.
It's infrastructure.
Well, it was costs because I worked in a downtown area and the cost to park my car was $200 a month.
Well, and see, that's the difference.
See,
if you're going to get people to ride buses, then you cannot demand that every business have X number of parking places available. You cannot have parking every place and make it convenient and expect people to get into a bus. You ride a bus because you can't park a car.
Yeah.
Well, you ride a bus for a variety of reasons, but that's cool. I mean,
that's part of the way you build your clientele.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, there's so many things and so many, you know, again, though, it's something if we want a robust bus system, we have to ride the robust bus system.
That's right.
And it's not just focusing on the bus. Again, transportation planning, the bus is one mode to consider. You have to consider your parking supply, look at transportation, look at walking, look at biking. It's everything working together in terms of how your city functions. So
there you go.
It's not just bus.
It's not just bus, it's everything. Okay. Michelle Estrada, we've got to take a break here. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for Robert Does. We'll probably pull you back in here again at some point.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hey, look, everybody, we've got a basket now in front of us, and if you come in and you just stop,
I'll just jump right up and grab your money.
Up and run and pick up your money. And if you, you know, it just kind of try to stop the car or the truck, you know, because she's the last
slow
one
down
she
if
was
enough
trotting,
I can get there.
Trotting down the street picking up the money. So. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Common Senior Living. You know what? The premier retirement community is just right almost across the street from us right
there.
We may go over there for breakfast afterwards. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. It's, you know, worry less, smile more. They're pet friendly. They've got it all there at River Common Senior Living. We'll be right back after these messages. 733
I'll do my best. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
I knew that I wouldn't. Our friend Chris Clark, we're down out the open at Cornerstone Community. Their main headquarters down here at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Come join us because we are collecting donations for veterans bus passes that RABA is partnering up with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide bus passes for our veterans and who may not be able to drive, may have physical infirmities. They just don't want to drive. So this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. And, you know, Ted Leidy, who started this company 10 years ago, has now grown it into the largest privately owned company in California. And you can get classes in CCW, advanced classes, classes in unarmed combat, defense of your home, many other classes fall under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
You know, it's not warming up pretty quickly up here. It's still 44 degrees, and it's, yeah. I'm looking for that sun to come over here a little bit more because it's only going to be about – it's going to get up to 80 today, but right now it's crisp. Come by. I need some exercise. Come out and grab your money.
If you come by, Trish will come running out to your car and collect the money from you. So we're down here at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can't miss it. There's flags. There's buses. There's all types of other radio stations down here. Sitting in their big easy chairs, but we're here. We're here on our hard plastic and iron chairs.
Right in front of the bank, just as you go in.
Right in front of the bank. So as you're coming in to start your morning banking, you've got to stop by and see us and drop off a, I don't care, $1, $5, $1,000. Any one of those will work.
Okay.
Hey, we're here. Hey, Sue, can you hear us okay? Up there.
Yes.
Okay. Everything's okay? Hello, Sue.
Yes. Good morning. Hey,
everything's great.
Everything's great. Absolutely. Fantastic.
Well, yes, I always have to. I always have to ask because, you know, sometimes you just don't know. Hey, we're here with John Severson. Did I pronounce that right, John? Severson. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
John's with the Patriot Guard Riders and the Missing in America Project. Or which one?
I'm actually a member of both.
That's what I thought. You know what? We all started out as Patriot Guard Riders. And then when Fred Salante started the Missing in America Project, people kind of morphed into both of them because they both ride together in many ways.
Right. And both of them do a great job at honoring our vets and who are so richly deserving, of course.
Okay. So tell us what the Patriot Guard Riders are.
Well, the Patriot Guard Riders were formed back in 2007. It was out of the dispute back in the Midwest of the Westboro Baptist Church coming out to veterans' funerals and really disrupting them with vile hatred.
Yeah, I've been there. We have, in fact, stood between the Westboro Baptist Church.
And I remember being so absolutely appalled by that behavior.
Yeah, when they came out for... there was the remember when we had that terrible tragedy and we had those the helicopter went down and we had the memorial services. Well, they showed up for that, and I thought, you know, I'd never seen it before, but you can't imagine how bad these people are. These, it's not just the men are kind of, it was mainly the women, but a couple men, but then it was the kids saying things that were just so vile that when you heard them, you just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I've seen them, and you're absolutely right. And it's formed to form a barrier, right?
Yes, that's correct. The mission has actually morphed over the years now. Of course, Patriot Guard Riders and the Missing in America Project are both nationwide programs. It's mainly designed to provide services to escort funeral services, escort also flag lines out at the cemetery, and to basically try to escort the families and show them some semblance that their loved one is not forgotten.
Well, you know, as many of you know, I talked about Captain Bob McIntosh for years, and then Bob passed away and his service a month or so ago, and the Patriot Guard Riders were there to escort, came in during the service with flags, and it's very touching, and it means so much to the families, and all of this is pure voluntary.
Well, and you know, we ride rain or shine, heat of the summer, rain in the winter, but we do that. It's a labor of love. All our members are all volunteers, but it's just a way to honor our fallen comrades.
What do you do when you're not doing this?
Actually, I am retired from the Reading Police Department.
Okay.
So
that doesn't surprise me. Does he look like Chuck Norris? Come on, look at him. Doesn't he look like Chuck Norris?
That. He does a bit.
You do look like Chuck Norris.
You're not the first one to say that.
I bet not.
John is also a member of the Trail Dusters, the RV club from the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have my Elks Lodge.
I just gave him Elks Lodge membership application.
Which we're going to join because we're going to we're looking to make a trip across America here next year around this time frame. Well, not this time, a little bit earlier. And kind of touch on what, you know, different places in America, what you're thinking about right before the election. Through the center of our country, not on either coast. Really.
Stay away from the coast.
Yeah, just stay away from the coast and see what middle America.
They haven't got the brains to think right.
See what real America thinks like.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is it would be great to use our, you know, we're going to go through the Chamber of Commerce's. We can go through the Elks. It would be great, too, is for the Patriot Guard Riders, you know, for different chapters in different areas to come in and talk to them, too, because we're going to broadcast just like this Monday through Friday as we work our way through, you know, Montana, Wyoming, you know, all those places, Kansas, Iowa.
Colorado.
You know, Missouri.
And
see if we can,
Alabama, Tennessee.
See if we can make it through there.
Every day a new place. Yeah.
So
that'd be great.
We so much appreciate what the Patriot Guard Riders do, though, Joe. And we appreciate the fact that you are one of our police for what, 30, 20?
29 years here in Reading.
29 years in Reading. Wow.
So
when did you retire?
I retired about 11 years ago, and so figured I needed to do something useful with my time, and volunteering for this group is, like I said, a labor of love along with the rest of the guys.
Well, was it a good time to retire?
It was a good time to retire. You know, a couple of years before I retired, I was still busy with my career and stuff. And but then when I did retire, it was, you know, it's time to go relax and enjoy life. And
things have changed. You know what? Since the day you retired, and it's been 11 years, so much has changed.
Much has changed.
It has. You know, but you got to admire the dedication of today's officers. They face such scrutiny and such unfair criticism, in my opinion. But it's nice to see them out on a daily basis. I know the Reading Police Department had an active ride-along program, and just about everybody that ever participated in that program and came out and rode with the officers always commented about how they didn't realize how difficult a job it was and how truly dedicated the officers were.
You don't know until you ride along with them. And yesterday we just had two sergeants on, Smicek, I think I'm trying to remember.
Smicek,
and Ron Peterson, who got on the neighborhood police unit.
Yeah, I had that.
And we've done so many things in this state to make lives harder. That's why I said you left 11 years ago after doing your 29 years on the job, that and things have changed so dramatically now. I mean, where you would have picked somebody up and put them in jail for stealing a big screen TV, now they just give them a ticket.
Yeah.
That's probably, you know.
Yeah, you know, I always have.
John gazes into the distance on that one.
Well, you know, the difference, and with all of our first responders, and I regardless of which community we live in, I always want to tell everyone that we have to support our first responders, whether you're the police department, the fire department. There is absolutely no quarter for not doing that. It's unacceptable.
Hopefully we can get back to the point where we can create some additional facilities and stuff to actually create some accountability, because I know the officers in the field are frustrated because they arrest these people. Some of these people are getting arrested 50, 60, 70, 80 times a year.
Yeah.
And there's no accountability in the criminal justice system. There's no place to put them. Well, the jail's full of violent felons. So
Of worse offenders than this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just saw where they pulled over a guy. You probably saw it too. He had the pistol in his waistband.
Second time in two months.
In 2 months, he'd been arrested for the same thing. I mean, at some point, you know, is he going to pull the pistol?
The frustration level must be absolutely.
Well, they
huge.
You know what? They live in the community. They don't give up because this is their homes too. They're not going to give up. They're going to keep going at it. So, hey, but John, thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for being with the Patriot Guard Riders out here and supporting this effort today for us to collect money so we can get bus passes for our veterans that need it.
Come on by. We need you to come by here and drop some money in our bucket.
Come on down and get your picture taken with Chuck Norris.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Last night, and I want to talk about this so when we get back from the break, I watched that documentary on Paradise, The Road to Paradise. Mm-hmm. And if you've not seen it yet, please find it on Netflix or someplace and look at this. But because of those fires and fires like that, so many people lost their fire insurance, even here in the middle of town. Judy Maxwell has been working extremely long hours and extremely hard to get people fire insurance for their homes, and she's been very, very successful. Give her a call at 221-0441. Not only just, you know, fire insurance, but your home insurance needs, we have our life insurance with Judy and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Again, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on live.
Okay, well, you know, I'm talking. Just score. I don't know. I'm far, far away. I'm far, far away. In fact, Trish Clark and I are here. We're down at 192 Hartnell Avenue on at Cornerstone Community Bank. We urge you all to come down here and drive by, and Trish will run out to your car and collect your donation. We've had people coming by, dropping off money and checks to help out with our RABA, our annual RABA donation time to help veterans get bus passes. Last year, they made enough to pass out over 700 bus passes to veterans that can't drive for one reason or another and use the RABA system, including the small bus that will come to their place and pick them up. And with these bus passes, they don't have to pay for this out of their pocket. It's donated. For every dollar donated, RABA will match it for 50 cents. So if we get $10,000, RABA will match it with $5,000 more. And that just means a lot of veterans who are elderly or they're physically impaired, either vision or they can't drive, can get down to the Veterans Clinic. They can get down all the way to Anderson. They can go to a lot of different places, all of that. And we're down here, and, of course, we are being brought to you by it. One of the reasons we're being here is that because Home Helpers. Home Helpers is one of those organizations started by Sharon Clark that's there to help you and your family, whether you've had an injury, a surgery, or just, you know, maybe they've just gotten old, the people in your family, and they need to have somebody come in and check on them on a regular basis, whether it's 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Reading Home Helpers. She will schedule what works for you, not what works for the company, but what works for you, Sharon Clark. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350.
Carl, I had someone just call in who wanted to know, who do they write the check out to?
Oh, well, let me see here. I've got checks in here. I've got, wow, big bills. RABA. Write the check to RABA, and then he's come on by, and Trish will run to your car as fast as Trish can run.
And that's pretty fast.
That's pretty fast. I'm watching you just move. You move like a cat. Hey, I want to talk about this documentary Linda and I saw last night. I think it's called Road to Paradise. And my gosh, it's the story of the Paradise Fire. And if you have not seen this, I urge you to find it. I'm sure it's in different places.
Probably is on YouTube or Netflix.
I would imagine maybe, yeah, it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
But it's probably on YouTube or there's other places, but it's like 40 minutes, 50 minutes maybe. And it starts with a fireman, a volunteer fireman. And when they interview the people, it's very, you know, behind him is just, there's nothing behind him except like a wall. And he says, I just felt like something was happening, and it was during those, and if you remember, it was like November 8th when that thing started. In fact, the year anniversary, of course, is tomorrow, and he said, I went down to the, because I was driving one of the water tenders, and I went down to the station, we were down there, and he says, it was quiet, and then the next person was the 911 dispatcher, a woman. And she was being very matter of fact. You know, oh, yeah, you know, he gets this. You know, somebody calls in and says, hey, there's a plume of smoke in this one spot. And she looks at it. She says, okay. But she was probably on the air for like a minute. And before the minute was up, she was starting to, you know, choke up a little bit about this. But they had a variety of people, police, school teachers that got kids onto the bus. They literally thought they were going to die on the bus, hoping that they die of smoke inhalation before being burnt.
Do you know that having been familiar with that community and the problems that exist when you have homes with one-way access and so difficult to get out, I can't imagine the utter panic that went through that population as they were trying to get out of the way of that fire.
Well, and it showed this. They were trying to get out on the Skyway. Skyway was... Yeah. Somebody's driving his...
He's driving that Mustang too fast.
Oh, no, it was way loud that just went by right there.
It was way too fast as well.
Anyway, hey, we're down here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Come on down. Drop off a donation. We're starting to see cars come through. Come by and say, we're over here by the bank. Trish and I are here by the bank.
Right in front, right at the front door.
Of the bank. So you've got a great way to come by. Trish will run over to your car, pick up a donation, whether it's dollars, cents, or checks. or just a bag full of money. We'll take it all. Anyway, going back to this thing, it showed how the fire was spreading. And my gosh, on both sides, the fire, two different fires met in the middle, and the middle was paradise. And they were stuck on this road up to hell, and the cops were getting everybody out of their cars. I don't know, 100, 150 people out of their cars, trucks, vehicles, because they couldn't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Got them out of their trucks and cars, got them onto this kind of a mini mall area there where there was a gas station and fuel, and literally broke into buildings. Firemen came in and broke into buildings and put the people in the buildings. And they were there as the fire got closer and closer. They were trying to drop, helicopters trying to drop retardant on it, but they were too high because of the smoke. They couldn't see anything. But there was a propane tank farm there, and you could hear the explosions, and there's people are talking. And the policeman says, you know, I was never in the military. I was never in combat. But he says, it has to be, and he said, it has to be like this. And here's the fire, you know, they're surrounded by the fire, and there's explosions going off. And you could see the explosions of the propane tanks. But the fire never got to them.
You know, at one point, and the death toll was awful, as it turned out anyway. Hi, how are you?
Steve Gibson, Sloppy Lie.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. But the point is that the conversation behind the scenes about the death toll that was going to be from that fire was much greater than it turned out to be. There was an estimation at one time, because there were
1,000 people missing at one time.
Exactly, and there was a whole lot of thought that most of them were in fact dead, because there were so many of those care facilities and senior housing units that just were not accounted for.
Well, it showed this one cop. He goes back and he said, "We got a report of two people. They did." And he comes out in front of their house and he's hitting the loudspeaker. Come out, get in the car.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to come out. I mean, he had literally get out of the house. I mean, the fire is burning everywhere around them, and they finally come out and they get in the car, but they're angry, and he's driving, and it's got the dashboard camera. He's driving straight in the fire and blowing through it.
Yeah.
And then running into fire again and blowing through it, and he says, "You know what?" He says, "I don't even know who those people are." He says, "I wonder if they're still angry at me." And I'm thinking about that. And of course, you know, he is reduced to tears, as are all of them. At some point, when the school teachers on the bus said they're driving by and they look over and McDonald's catches on fire while the bus is standing there.
Wow.
The bus driver takes his shirt off, rips up his shirt into little pieces, and they had one bottle of water, and they made little oh my gosh, we're over. Thanks a lot, Sue.
Yeah. We need to take a break, Carl.
We're take a break for the news. We'll be right back.
Very depending on your health issue.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Between Chinese and U.S. law enforcement.
Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, and it's killing tens of thousands of Americans every year. China legally manufactures the drug in various forms and its components. The U.S. government says much of that ends up exported, often disguised, across the Pacific. Chinese officials in the northern city of Qingdao say they worked with American agents to break up a smuggling ring. It will be seen as evidence of officials here taking seriously the complaint from Donald Trump downwards that it is willingly aiding a drug epidemic in the U.S.
That's the BBC's Robin Brandt. The sentences ranging from 6 months to 10 years in prison to life behind bars. One of the traffickers handed a death sentence with a 2-year reprieve. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Supreme Court justice is the subject of a new book.
Conversations with RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Life, Love, Liberty, and Law, is written by National Constitution Center President Jeffrey Rosen and explores her thoughts on the Me Too movement and her hope that courts stop enforcing confidentiality clauses in sexual misconduct cases. The remarks come as more victims complain that non-disclosure agreements silence women and enable predators. In one of their talks, Ginsburg wonders if confidential agreements will become obsolete in sexual harassment cases as more victims speak out. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin says he requested a re-canvass of Tuesday's election results in order to make sure there is integrity in the process. The results currently show Bevin trailing Democrat challenger Andy Beshear by only about 5,000 votes out of more than 1 million counted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
It's Ben, Trish Clark, and myself, and we're here because we're collecting donations in association with RABA.
Reading Area Bus Authority.
And the veterans here in Shasta County. And we're collecting money to buy bus tickets for our veterans who can't drive, unable to drive through either physical infirmities, age, or, you know, they just want to ride the bus. But it'll be given to, most of them are given to those veterans that can't drive their cars. And it allows them to get around town so they can shop, so they can go to the grocery stores, and so they can go to the veterans clinic here in town. So for every dollar that you donate, RABA will match it with 50%. Trish, what's the weather look like?
Well, it's finally warming up a little. It's 46 degrees in Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 79, a low of 45. On Friday, a high of 82 and a low of 45. And on Saturday, a high of 84 and a low of 49, and mostly sunny throughout that. On Saturday night, it's getting partly cloudy, a low of 49, and on Sunday, a high of 84 and a low of 53. As we get into next week, it's starting the first of the week at 82 and a low of 52, but it is getting partly cloudy, and as we look later into the week, we're getting partly cloudy and a possibility of some rain as well. So we're hopeful about that. We can use some moisture, but we're loving this weather as well. Nice fall. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, a lot of things going on this weekend. The Peace Cancer Center is sponsoring Laughing Lungs. It's going to be Saturday. It starts at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2. It's going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And it's an annual event, the 11th annual Lung Affair event, to raise money and awareness for lung cancer. There's going to be classes on, I shouldn't say classes, but, you know, speakers on cancer, cancer awareness, cancer to help cut your chances of getting cancer, new treatments and all this. And in between all of these great speakers, there's going to be a guy by the name of Stephen B., who is a comedian. So, yeah, he's a stand-up comedian who's open for Weird Al and Michael Bolton and many others.
Okay.
And so in between the seriousness of these classes, you know, it's not like, oh, doom and gloom, but there's still, you know, it's a lot of information there. There's going to be a comedian there. So
Laughing Lungs.
Laughing Lungs. And it's, like I said, it's going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is at 2850 Foothill Boulevard right here in Reading. And tickets are $15, and they're also available at the door. If you want more information, call Pace Cancer Center at 247-1425. Now, what else is going on that day? Starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday, of course, November the 9th, is the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. 27 years of honoring veterans and all those deployed. It starts at 10 a.m. Right through the middle of Shasta Lake City.
And, you know, this is just a great parade. It's by far the best parade in Northern California, and probably the best Veterans Parade in the state of California.
It's the largest Veterans Day parade north of Fresno. And you can start early because at 6 a.m. it opens up from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. They have a big pancake breakfast from the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association at the main fire hall there. And that's scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, coffee, milk, orange juice. And I think that's like $6. Afterwards, you can have lunch at the American Legion Post, 7:20 luncheon, right after the parade.
They just make a day of it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what people are calling in and said, hey, do you know Preston Sharp's mom called. She said, I understand through the grapevine you know somebody with a Corvette. Well, yes, I did. So Mike Huber from Estate Granite volunteered his Corvette. So Preston Sharp is going to stand in that
and
wave. And if you don't know who Preston Sharp is,
yeah.
he is a young man that started, gosh, it's got to be at least 5 years ago.
Yes.
And he was at the cemetery honoring his grandfather one day, and he said, well, where are all the flags for our veterans? And and so he started collecting money so he could get the flags and things like that. It's absolutely and it's now gone national. He's been in all over the United States and doing this. So anyway, Preston Sharp from right here in town. We just got another from Shasta. Oh, SST Oil. Yeah, Bill Casparino, SST Oil.
He's got a great donation.
Great donation. You know what? We're going to talk about SST Oil also later on today because they're one of our sponsors. And anyway, so Preston Sharp. So he'll be there in the parade, of course.
What a delightful young man. You know, I spent some time with him recently out at one of the functions out putting flags on the graves. And he is just so dedicated and so personable. And what it, you know, gives you faith for our coming generation. There's some great young kids growing up out there.
There are. And another thing that's happening every Saturday from November 9th, starting this Saturday through December 21st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., is going to be the holiday pop-up sale, gifts, handcrafted items, holiday decor, food, at the Shopko parking lot on Lake Boulevard. And a bunch of vendors are there. So it's a good place to go to get all those little tchotchkes and those things to be able to hand off to your for Christmas presents. Or, you know, just Linda likes to go to these because she gets
I find gifts for all of my little friends and the things that
you go to dinner and you give, you know.
Exactly, little hostess gifts and all those kind of things. When you get all done out at the parade and everything out there, then you can go have dinner on Saturday night at the Friends of the District Fairgrounds.
That's right. You can go after you go to the Lung Affair, then you can just trot on over to the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and they are having their Forever Our Fair benefit dinner, all you can eat ribs.
Yes, and they're delicious.
All you can eat. 6 p.m. it starts, so they have a 5 p.m. social, ATVs, gun, and basket raffles. All.
Oh, here comes a pretty lady coming up with a donation.
Yes. Oh, is that from you, lady?
Yeah,
oh, oh, my gosh.
I mean, hey.
Anyway, individual dinner tickets are $35, and you can get sponsorship levels. That's going to be also Saturday. You get a chance to win an ATV. Oh, gosh, a Ruger Match Champion Stainless 357, over-under 12-gauge shotgun. It's just everything. Wow. And the chance to win an ATV donated in there by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo.
Hey,
Linda Bott is here.
Am I on?
You are.
Because I don't have my headphones on. You were talking about Preston Sharp on the way over here and Mike Huber. So let's just remember, Mike Huber is a veteran as well.
Yeah.
And so I want to say Navy, but he's a veteran. So
he's Air Force. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe he'll call in to correct us because it was pretty impressive what he did. Anyway, Trish, so great to hear you guys both this morning. And, yes, we did watch that documentary on the fire in Paradise last night, and it just left us like we couldn't talk for a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
Because
so I've got to go. I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was on Netflix, actually. Gotcha. So, the thing with Preston Sharp and his beautiful mother, April. And so, you know, we have to commend her because, you know, she has sacrificed a lot for, you know, he started at 10, maybe 9 or 10.
I know.
And that meant that she had to drive him all over the place. And, of course, he was acknowledged by the president and because of what he's done and as well as her and communities supporting him to do so. She got to sit next to Melania Trump, and he was honored by the President of the United States, and that was really a beautiful thing. But anyway, so I just wanted to come by and encourage everybody. It's beautiful out here. You know, it's so patriotic when you see a street lined with flags.
It is. As I approached this morning, I noticed that, and I thought it's just too bad that we don't on a regular basis. I always encourage everybody to fly the flag. When I do the newsletter at the Senior Center, I put in all the days of the you're supposed to fly the flag and then remind them. You can just fly it any day just because.
Right. And you know what? We're putting ours up after we had the house painted. You know, of course, what do we do with the flag? How do we do with the flag? Well, the flag was hanging over rose bushes. So we're going to, you know, we got a brand new flag coming because it's important. We fly it all year long. So it makes us feel good when we drive in and see the flag. Anyway, come down to Rabba. You guys, it's beautiful. And, of course, you have all the other media outlets here. Come by and say hello. Trish and Carl are right next to the bank. So when you go in, you can't help but have a little black basket here for your deposit.
That's right. As you're going in to go to your bank, you know, it's a little bit early today. The bank doesn't open till 9 o'clock. But you can still come by early and drop it off. And thanks a lot there, Mrs. Bott, for coming in. Linda
yeah.
Brown. You're all, look at that, your little fuzzy hat on and everything. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
And 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
But we're not. We're down here at Cornerstone Community Bank, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We're down at 192 Hartnell Avenue at their new headquarters here. It's not new, but it's pretty new.
Pretty new
since last year.
And Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they move local dreams forward. And we're here with the president, Jeff Fink. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Jeff. Hey, thank you so much for – this has been a good partnership between RABA and Veterans and Cornerstone.
Yeah, we have been delighted to play our small part and invite people to actually feel good about doing something good and supporting the veterans. So it's a pleasure for us to do this each year.
Well, you know what? But you all are involved with so many different things in the community, though, Jeff. It isn't just this.
Yeah, we take our corporate citizenship seriously. I think everybody that lives in the community is engaged in it, needs to play a part to make it better. And if we all do a little bit, suddenly everything looks a little brighter.
Well, tell us a little bit about Cornerstone Bank.
Cornerstone started in October 2006. I'd like to tell shareholders it was the good news is we started in October 2006, and the bad news is we started in October 2006.
And the good news is you're still here and you survived that.
Yep, we survived the Great Recession. A lot of banks didn't. We fought our way through it, and today we're enjoying some pretty good stuff. You know, we opened our new branch here on Hartnell. We took an old building, and I think everybody realizes what can be done sometimes when you take something old and make it new. And so we've improved a corner. We're delighted to do business in this town and in Red Bluff. So, and that's all attributed to doing business in good communities and having a great staff.
We need you to put a branch down in Anderson.
Well, we'll keep looking.
Yeah, I stopped in this morning and saw Matt Mosley and said, "Hey, I'm looking for a carburetor for my truck." And he says, "Yeah, it's right back here, and there used to be a car parts place here." No, it's a beautiful bank. And again, though, the fact that you know at your old location, we were there for a couple of years, at least 2 years.
Last year, we almost froze to death there. Actually,
and, if it wasn't for Cornerstone Community Bank opening up the doors and giving us coffee, I don't think we would have survived.
Well, so. I think you might have.
Yeah. Well, it was awfully cold, Jeff. It was really freezing last year.
Both of you two are pretty tough, so I have no doubt you would have made it through without our help. But, you know, a little warm coffee helps. The sun's
This is a nice location
now.
Today.
Things are warming up. You know, I do want to tell everybody they're coming by. They're honking. Do just a little bit more. Come into the parking lot.
We need some more donations in our basket. I'm anxious to run out to the car and get them from you.
I'll tell you, if you want to feel good today, stop on by, stick a few coins in the basket. It'll put a smile on your face. Your entire day will improve, and we'll all do our little part to help out the veterans that have done so much for us.
Because we're down here today, and we are taking money to give rides for our veterans here in Reading so they can go about their daily business, get to their bank, get to their doctor, go to the vet's hall, whatever they need to do. These are the RABA pens, and RABA is matching whatever we do today with matching funds.
And we'll be here between, you know, of course, we're going to finish up at 9 o'clock, but this goes on till 1 p.m. today. And can they come into the bank itself?
Yeah, if they want to come in and look at our new facility, come on in. If you want to come on in and open an account, feel free to do that as well. I say that a little bit in jest. The main thing today is come on down. Like I said, feel real good. Throw a dollar or two or more into the basket. Support our vets. you will put a smile on your face knowing that you're helping the veterans.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is Jeff Fink, who is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. Of course, right here at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the other at 1845 California Street. And if you're down in Red Bluff, which we reach now with 96.5, it's down on
500 Riverside Way.
Right, 500 Riverside Way. I was looking for that one. Okay, there it is. It's right there at the top in Red Bluff. So the other way, 1845 California Street, right down by Jack's. So you can stop through.
Thanks for having me, Carl and Trish. I want to just say that you two do a great job for our community, and you're always out there swinging for it, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the support of Cornerstone Community Bank for our station here.
And we've got some great vets pulling up out in the parking lot here that are coming to talk to us, I think.
I think so. I hope so. There's Jeff is over there, and we see Jeff. Hey, by the way, SST Oil, be here before we take this break. SST Oil just came by.
Yes.
Justice Siskiyou Transport, and dropped off a really generous donation.
Absolutely.
A really generous donation.
You know, they're so good for our community.
And Bill Casparino and Dana and all the people there. It's an employee-owned, first of all, it's an employee-owned business. They've been here for 52 years. And they, you know, I didn't realize how big they were. You know, when I first heard of SST Oil, I thought, oh, okay. But they deliver in over 12 western states. And when it comes to fires, and we were just talking about the Paradise Fire, SST Oil is there. They are delivering diesel, gasoline, jet fuel, helicopters, for aircraft, all of these things. Comes out of SST Oil. So when you're thinking about our firefighters out there 24 hours a day, SST Oil's out there 24 hours a day too. So making sure that they've got the fuel they need to run the generators, to run the run their pumping fire trucks, and the helicopters all comes out of there.
And, you know, let's just take this opportunity to remind everybody that we still are in fire season. We haven't reached the point where we're not in danger. We want to remind everybody, especially because people are now starting their fireplaces. They've got ashes. And believe it or not, we've actually had a couple fires.
We've had fires.
Because people have dumped their ashes.
Really?
We had an incident down in Anderson just a few days back where someone took their coals out of their fireplace, let them set for a day, and then dumped them down in a canyon. So close to burning up the South County again. So I want to remind you, if you've started up your fireplaces and what have you, put those ashes in metal cans. Don't be putting them out in the weeds. Let them set for a week. Wet them down. Do not be pouring them any place where we're still so dry that was a real close to a catastrophe.
Well, you know, and the wind was blowing too. So,
and, yeah.
I mean, on top of that, you know, I'm just going to chime in here because I just did to piggyback on that. Is that don't leave that metal can in your garage because you have flammable stuff in your garage as well. So where would you suggest putting the metal can while you're waiting?
On concrete, away from everything.
And you know what? And put water in it.
And put a little water in it.
Yeah, you know, okay. and then stir the ashes up and water it some more. You know, because right now we've got like our one of our fire engines coming in here. In fact, we got two fire engines rolling in here.
Can I just tell you that sure. I just took a tour of this brand new, beautiful Cornerstone Community Bank, forward, progressive. They got their mission statement on the wall. Their beautiful conference rooms. I love the fact that they have extended themselves. On our show, I know they've done it on our show. They've done it on other shows as far as supporting, the outreach to upstart companies, et cetera, and so forth. So come by and just tour the bank. You will be amazed. And yes. I'm sure, they want your business. So
there you
come
go.
Out and see us as well.
Well, you know what? Jeff just walked in. Asked for a pen. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Get on down here. These guys need some help, okay?
That's right. We need everybody to be coming in here. We've got the fire trucks are pulling in from the Reading Fire Department. Y'all need to come down and visit with us and take this opportunity to be of help to our veterans.
Jeff, you know, Jeff always stands out in a crowd. And 101st Airborne Division, and he's wearing his Trump 2020 with Trump's face on top of a Rambo body.
I'm loving it. Jeff, you're right. Jeff is always no doubt where he stands on an issue.
That's right. There's no. And Jeff tells stories that are just absolutely fabulous. But anyway, thanks for stopping by, Jeff, here. And we'll get him back on later. But we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite right now has got a super, super on for our military and our veterans and first responders. It's called the Stars and Stripes Package. Please give them a call at 241-3474. Great, great, great deals going on right now. And it's locally owned by a veteran, Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. So give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH, and get in on the Stars and Stripes Package. We'll be right back after these messages at 8:30 in the morning. I think it's about 46 degrees.
About 46 degrees.
Oh, going up to 80 today. It's going to be a beautiful day as we watch the Reading Fire Department try to park this huge truck in here. We'll be right back.
I'll have to go help them out.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
For our veterans passes for Baba. Are we still bouncing back? Okay, it sounds good again. When we come back in, for some reason it bounces.
Yes, it did. It was bouncy.
Yeah, but
an echo.
But then it stops. So, hey, we're down here, Trish Clark and I. It's 47 degrees down here. It's going to be another beautiful day, 80 degrees. And we're surrounded by a bunch of old reprobates, you know, Marines, Airborne
guys. Oh, we've got
guys,
this great group of veterans around us. It's just fantastic. And that's what we're here about today.
Yeah, we're here. And because for every dollar that's donated right here, and you know, people are dropping off checks and money to us, Rob is going to match it with 50%. So if we raise $10,000, they're going to add another $5,000 to it. And it's for bus passes for our veterans. And if you want to feel good, you know, you're on your way to work, come by through here. And if you want Trish to run out to your car and give you a big hug and a sloppy kiss, then come
my
on.
Kisses are not sloppy.
Okay, her kiss. Okay, I'll take your word for that. Because Linda's wandering around here someplace too. Anyway, but come on by, drop off anything, you know, $1, $2, whatever, because it all counts on a great, great event. We're going to be here, of course, till 9 o'clock, but it goes on till 1 p.m. today, the raising money for this. And it last year provided about 700 bus passes to those veterans that are the veterans that can't drive for either, you know, through age or physical disabilities of this. It gets them around town for shopping. It gets them into the veterans clinic. It has all of that right here.
And we
got what? Baron Browning.
Baron Browning just stopped by. Good morning,
and
Baron.
Baron Browning from Anderson. Here's
Anderson City Councilman.
I'm not sure I can't tell anymore because I kind of think of Baron as the mayor of Anderson.
Baron is, I'm just going to give a big shout out because Baron is my go-to guy on the city council, and I pressed him into service two Sundays in a row in the kitchen, and he said he probably wasn't going to speak to me again anytime soon, and here he is again. See how he is.
I couldn't stay away.
Well, you know, Baron also has an employment agent called Spirion, and we run through Spirion all the time, and we're off our background checks and our people that we're trying to find. And it's a great, great agency. So
I appreciate the business. But that's not why I do this. I do it because I love our city, and I love the direction it's going, and I love our council and our staff, our police department. I mean, the list goes on and on.
It's a great community, and it's made up of, you know, we have elected officials, and I've worked with a lot of them in the time that I've been in this community, and I just want to say that Baron's one of those that walks the walk.
Well, you should.
Talking the talk.
If you're going to step out there, you got to step all the way out there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, we appreciate that. So what do you think about this this collecting donations here to get our veterans bus passes?
Is this amazing? I mean, anything we can do for those that served our country and continue to keep us free, we got to continue to do that. And some of them come back with not a lot. And so they only did 4 years or 6 years, and so they don't have a lot of money and whatever happened to him happened to him, and we got to take care of them.
Yeah, you know, and this is, you know, this is a day of giving, but we can't forget we're still having 21 veterans a day commit suicide. And I just can't help but think if this was another group of society, and if it was, if you had 22 Hollywood stars committing suicide a day.
You'd hear a whole lot more about it.
You'd hear it 24 Absolutely. Hours a day. What's going on? What can we do to stop this? You know, I realize there's, there's all types of different groups of people that are impacted by suicide. But the veterans, trying to get them the treatment they need, get them to be available for these. And you know what? Rob is just one way. So they can get to perhaps the clinics, or they can get to appointments that's going to help them, because you know they don't have a car. And but this is another way to also help the people that are, you know, that we've gotten them off the streets, and you know they're starting their lives again. But this is the way they go to for jobs and for training, all through this through RABA.
Absolutely.
So.
We want to invite everybody to come by. We're right here sitting in front of the bank. As you go in to do your banking business this morning, you can just make a deposit right out here in front before you go in.
A little black basket that we
have
here.
And we want to try to fill that up this morning. So
I'm going to give a shout out that all the elected officials need to come by and make their deposit as well.
That's exactly right.
Match the money that Barron did. Match Barron's.
Bring your checkbook.
Come on
you
down.
Know what? I wonder how many elected officials we'll see today. Frankly, Barron's been the only one.
So far, I know.
Days early, though.
Days early.
You can still get down.
And they're going to be here till 1 o'clock today. This is going on. We're going to be with you until 9 o'clock this morning. But
that's right.
This goes
on
till 1 o'clock.
20 more minutes to come by and have Trish run out to your car. Just kind of slow your car down.
Just slow down enough I can catch up with you. Yeah.
There you go. And then just hold it out. And you know what? If it's a big enough bill, you can go faster. And she will chase you down.
So, we'll Facebook Live it.
There you go.
Facebook Live it. Okay. All right.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
All right.
You
thanks,
bet.
Barron.
Thank you, Barron. Thanks. Hoorah, buddy. Marine Corps ball.
Yes. It's coming up Sunday. Are we excited?
Well, you know what? We have totally sold the place out. And they've had to pull up part of the dance floor to put in extra tables.
That's fantastic.
Mike Gutierrez, who's the one that does all the seating, I call him like every day and go, hey, Mike, you got room for a couple more? Because I get phone calls. And he goes, damn you.
Yeah. You know, I got.
And then he makes it work.
I got to tell you that Mike Gutierrez and his wife, Ellen, have been friends of mine for 40 years.
We all go to the same church.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this is going to be a great, great Marine Corps ball. Every year it gets bigger. In fact, you know, he says, you know, when the invitations go out next year, if you got to get back early because we can't guarantee seats anymore. I mean,
we
just can't guarantee them anymore because so many come. You know, businesses will buy a table so they can be there. Shasta Regional Medical Center bought a table.
Yeah.
So that they can be there. And, you know, Merchants Bank of Commerce. We had to add a whole table for them. And that was, Mike, the other day, I'm surprised he has hair left at this point. Because it's been on fire.
Yeah, is that what happened to you?
That's what happened, yeah, stress.
Yeah, but now we're this close. You know what? It all works out.
That's right.
Great event.
As long as there's no food fights from the, you know, from the police.
Got to watch the Marines.
Got to watch. It's the police tables we have to watch out.
That's right.
Those are a rowdy group there. No. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, Barron. there's so many things going on this weekend. I can't believe it.
Do you know, there's so much going on in this community. When anybody says there's nothing to do in the North State, they just aren't paying attention. Because there's always something going on. The Reading Fire Department has just raised a great-looking American flag up on the ladder truck here at Cornerstone Bank, right in front of Cornerstone Bank.
Yeah.
Can't miss it as you're driving by. Come by. Come see us. Make a little deposit right here in front. We're sitting right in front of the door as you go into Cornerstone Bank
on
Hartnell.
Don't let yourself be fooled by those other people out in front as you can drive. Or of course, you can drive through there. So any donation to wherever you make it for this today is great. But we've had a lot of people stop by, say hello, drop off checks, cash. If you've got a, you know, we had, you know what? Linda and I were doing a fundraiser one time, and this van pulls up, kind of a suspicious-looking van.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, am I too late? And I went, no. And he hands me Igloo cooler, and I open it up. You know, the kind you can put a six-pack in or something
right,
like that.
Yeah.
And it's filled with quarters. It had to be well over $1,000 by the time we finished.
Oh, my gosh.
It. Yeah. And I said, what's your name? He goes, nah. And I said, no, how about your first name? And I said, he just gave us a cooler full of quarters. Imagine that.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a cooler full of quarters.
No.
Just a few quarters would help. Anything that you have that you'd like to come by, drop off, you know, it means so much to the veterans. And that's what this is all about today is honoring those who so richly deserve our respect. They've served for us to make our life what it is, and this is your opportunity to give them something back.
You know, Veterans Day, Monday, it's not just a three-day weekend.
It is not.
It's not a three-day weekend. It's, you know, on Veterans Day, we're going to be on, we'll be on the air on Veterans Day. Linda and I will be, because for me, that's a, it's a way that we honor, my fellow veterans, those who are out there right now. You know, sometimes we forget that we still have people in combat right now.
Yes, we do.
And one of them, you know, everybody was, when they just took down the ISIS leader, Baghdadi, that wasn't done by a group of mercenaries. No, that was done by a Delta team that went in and very efficiently ended his career as a leader of ISIS, and then took out the number two guy.
And what an incredible operation. We can be so proud of the United
That's
States,
right.
and what we stand for and how we go about our business. And I just got to give a big shout out to everybody involved in that. And I got to just say that I think that our president handled that quite well.
Well, you know what? Here's a chance. You know what? If there's one thing that we should all agree on, whether you are a MoveOn.org or a member of a very conservative group, the one thing we should all agree on is that we honor our veterans.
That's exactly.
You know what? Because you know it's only 1% out there that's serving.
So, hey, and here comes a familiar face.
Yeah, but we got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best Clyde Pierce at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics, Dish Network, an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Clyde's Enterprises. Give them a call at 221-4144, or just do yourself a favor and stop by 1250 Hartnell Avenue and talk to Clyde. We'll be right back with Wade Riggs.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReadingRancheria.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now, back to our show.
Hey, back to Free Fire Radio. I'm here at Cornerstone Community Bank, Trish Clark and I. It is about 8:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the North State for over 25 years. It's a better-known business, and we're all talking about veterans today since we're down at Cornerstone. But I can't think of anybody else I'd ever have work on my air conditioning or heating systems. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. And we're here to collect donations. That goes to RABA, and what it is to buy bus passes for our veterans who can't, you know, they can't drive, they can't, maybe they've got physical infirmities, and we're getting ready, yeah, and Sarah, our sales manager, is bringing in the three.
Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh. You've got to see the picture
incredible
that we've got right in front
of
us.
That's right. And we're going to have to take a photo of them. But Sarah Fernandez is our new sales manager, and she's just been doing a great job, and she's got three little ones that, okay, one's hiding behind the other, and I love
that.
Look,
we got one hiding. How come we're hiding?
But, okay, so this is the only woman in America that has three little boys that they all have their birthday in the same year, okay? But three different birthdays.
Oh, look at this. This is just great.
She had her little boy, and then she had twins like 10 months later, and because they were born a little bit premature, one stayed with her for another 2 days. So she's got three separate birthdays for three little boys in 1 year. Sarah is just a great person. We'll have her on our show someday. We have Wade Riggs with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Took a sip of coffee right as you said my name. So
an Air Force veteran. And Wait a minute. We have also Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, who just dropped in a very, very nice donation.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Dhanuka, who is one of, you know what? Dr. Dhanuka came to America years ago. He and his wife, Pramila, who is Pace Cancer Center, she's also a doctor, could have lived anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States. They chose Redding, California. And when you think of a person that epitomizes the term American, it's Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
And it's such a delight to have either one of them on the radio with us. And there's such a wealth of information and giving so much to this community.
They are. Now, hey, wait. An Air Force veteran.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a lot of people don't realize that.
That I'm a veteran?
That you're an Air Force veteran. Yeah. They think you're tougher than that.
My husband, like a jar hat, man.
Yeah, my husband was a member of the Air Force, so I'm going to stand with you.
Well, you know the difference between the Air Force and the Boy Scouts.
Okay, here we go.
Boy Scouts have adult leadership. Okay.
He's
hey,
back.
I'm sorry, buddy. Wade Riggs, of course, Riggs Media, who does also is another guy that stands for the veterans. You do so many things. You and Bobette do so many things for our community also, Wade.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, get that up there.
Thank you. No,
we
are very proud to live here in Shasta County, and anything that we can do to give back. I mean, you know, we're doing what everybody else is doing, like you and Trish do. I mean, you guys give so much, and, you know, we're trying to keep up with you guys.
Well, I tell you what, this is the longest Linda and I have ever lived anywhere in our lives. Yeah. By far. By 10 years for me. living here in, Shasta County in 12 years. And you know what? Reading Anderson, City of
Shasta
Lake,
County
just
is just
area is beautiful.
It's an incredible place to live. We made a wise decision in 1977. My husband and I, we moved up here, and it's like home to me.
Well, you know, and people know, before we pulled the trigger on starting KCNR, I've been offered a wonderful job. and I looked at Linda, and it was a phone call one day. And I said to her, well, you know, here's the job. And it would have been going someplace for me.
Glad you stayed.
But we knew we have, at this point, you know, you have to kind of like set roots down. Mm-hmm. And Reading was a place to set roots down. And we've never looked back. Oh. Never. And
we're
now,
glad you made that decision.
Well, you know, and people, you know, we have so many people talking about leaving California. I mean, you know, how can you not think about it?
If you didn't live in Northern California, that would certainly be an option.
But see, you know, where are you going to go and have the friends in the community like we have right here?
And the thing is, if you've got a problem, then you vote, you change it, you don't run away from it, you deal with it. Because, you know, because I always tell my kids, ignoring a situation doesn't make it go away.
No, it doesn't. What you have to do is you face it and you work through it.
Absolutely. I love the changes that I've seen in Shasta County in the last 25 years that I've been here. And, you know, we've had some really good leadership. We've had some questionable, you know, hey, you know.
But you know what? If you get out and you make a difference and
Absolutely.
You change that if it's not what you want.
Absolutely.
That's our responsibility.
Oh,
we
look
get the
at
kind
this.
Of leadership we
Wait a minute. Let me
deserve.
Get my camera mm-hmm. out here real quick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Wait
goodness.
You've got to get a picture of this. These are the three little boys, and they're putting money
they're putting
in
money
the
in the box.
They're
Yay.
Putting money
All
into
right.
the box.
Look at that.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
Oh, bless your
Good
heart.
Good morning. Oh, gosh. You know what? That was absolutely, you know, this is hitting Facebook. This will go viral. Oh, look at this. Yeah. Oh, one of them put his money back in his pocket. No. I'm just kidding. He goes, okay. We got two.
Look at this.
You guys are adorable. And Sarah works for us, and we are so proud to have Sarah here. So thank you know, give that to Sarah so we can say hello to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning,
Good
Sarah.
Morning.
Good morning. Now, Sarah has been working for us for, 2 weeks now?
2 weeks.
She's already made several sales already. How could you turn this girl down? You know, she's selling us.
Well, and I'm telling you, look at those little boys. That is just the greatest thing.
Now, she has got them on harnesses. And you
if
say
you
yourself,
have three that age.
You know what, and I tell you what, I've watched them. They've had their little SWAT uniforms on, and one day they were walking back, and the youngest one said, I've had enough, and laid down just flat on his face. In fact, and that's the day I started talking to Sarah, and the next thing we knew, we got a phone call, and it came at such an opportune time. So if you want to talk to Sarah, just give her a call down at the studios, and you're going to find, you know, a person that it's just great to talk to, and lots of information. These, aren't they just adorable?
They are.
Okay, look, we've got, you know what, we're going to go a little bit longer, because we have Sue, we're going to run longer here, because we have a Reading Fire Department here, and can you get, what's your name?
My name's Craig, I'm the Fire Marshal for the Reading Fire Department.
Great.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We were just talking. Hey, Sue, we're just going to go long.
Okie doke.
Okay. I just saw that Road to Paradise, that documentary they did about the fire up there. And it was soul stirring. I mean, Linda and I watched that last night, and I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I have not.
It's on Netflix. It's probably on YouTube places, but it's only like 40 minutes long, but it is so powerful. And firemen were on it, police were on it, citizens were on it, but the job that you all do is just unbelievable.
Well, appreciate that, but we enjoy what we do.
So a fire marshal. Now, what's the fire marshal do?
So I'm the division chief of the Prevention Bureau, and I work with inspections, development, and public education, and weed abatement for the city.
Weed abatement.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big topic right now.
Whoa, like 19 new firefighters.
Oh, man, we're super excited. And that's, of course, part of the Redding Electric Utility Wildfire Mitigation and Prevention Program. So essentially, they are funding positions in order to increase our ability to respond to vegetation fires, either caused by the utility or protect the utility lines from vegetation fires.
Well, you know what? REU's got, of course, their lines are all around Redding. So I'm looking at, and Dan Bean said, this thing works out, we're going to have like a fire break all around Redding.
That's our goal. We've got a lot of city property to work on, and a lot of utility infrastructure, overhead lines to deal with to reduce our risk citywide. So we've actually got they hired 6 full-time firefighters, mm-hmm. which are already staffing engines, and then we hired or in the process of hiring 12. I've currently